Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This bothers me. This has got to stop bothering me.
That's bothering me.
It's bothering me how many of you out there want to, like, you want to split the difference on the Kyle Shanahan thing.
I'm bugging me.
You don't get to split the difference. Here's the text. You ready? 510, I see you. And if your goal was to get under my skin, congrats, you did it. Kyle's a great play caller.
Oh, boy.
He's not a phenomenal head coach. Just facts.
That's a stat.
By the way, we have really, as a society, got to do something about the way we use just facts. That is actually factually not a fact. Like, he's not a good coach. That's an opinion.
That's a stat.
It's factually. It's factually an opinion. Because it is something with which I disagree, so by definition, it's not a fact.
Maybe I didn't do a little research on him too well.
When you talk about good and bad, unless you have a marker as what is good and what is bad, then it cannot actually be a stat or a fact.
Right, and also, I super double promise you that if we went around the league and asked everyone that question, is he a phenomenal head coach, yes or no? You're going to get way more yeses than nos. So you're allowed your opinion. I got no issue with that, but it's not just facts, and you're in the minority. I hope you know that, 510. You are in the minority. But I don't understand how and why so many of you do that. How can you have a year like this and only credit play calling? That's weird. That's super wild, and I don't understand that. How can you look at everything that has taken place over 8 years with all of these, I mean, what is it, 4 trips to the NFC title game, 2 trips to the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Now you're heading back to the playoffs while missing tons of your best players, some of them for the whole year. And I get the failures. You can point to those as well. If you want to do that, does that mean Andy Reid now sucks?
Mm.
Big failure this year.
Big time.
So, like, I don't understand why you want to go there or why some of your minds go there. Like, this is not the year to say that this is a bad take. Kyle Shanahan's just a play caller. How do you think this whole operation works?
Well, he stands there with his laminated play sheet and he just, says stuff and then the quarterback gets it and then, everybody else does everything else. He just stands there. That's what happens.
We just went through, whether you even want to start at the draft, you started talking about free agency and Mac Jones.
Yep.
Then there's the acquisitions, 4 of them through trade this year. If you go through the offseason into the regular season, all 3 of them have been some measure of successful, but all successful. Keon White, Sky Moore, Bryce Huff, Brian Robinson. None of those are bad moves. None of them. To the point where we don't, I guarantee you most fans don't even remember what they gave up because they gave up kind of bupkis for all of them and late draft picks or whatever.
Right.
Pick swaps
exactly.
And things like that. Okay. You lose Fred Warner. You lose Nick Bosa. You lose a lot of Brock. You lose a lot of George. You lose a lot of Ricky. You lose Mykal Williams. You have clinched a playoff berth with 3 games left to play. How do you think this operation works? By the way, if you want to give a bunch of credit to Robert Saleh, why is Robert back? Why did Robert?
John Lynch and Jed York.
Okay.
He came back begrudgingly. Okay, if I have to work with Shanahan, I guess I will. Deep sigh. I'm being super sarcastic because I'm with you, and I don't understand where people would think about that at 10-4. And, you know, put aside all the injuries and schedule Sam, all the rest of it. You're 10-4 playing against other teams that are paid professionals. So, like, you've had injuries, sure. And this year, actually, for me, is more about what you've done in the clutch than it was even last year. Like, last year, you had three games that you blew in the clutch. And this year, those games, Tongis, great catch, touchdown, you win, a punch out against the Rams at the goal line,
Alfred Collins.
You win. And so you think about all the things that you've done this year, and you're 10-4, yeah, you could be 8-6. And if you were 8-6, we all would be thinking, well, you know, the injuries, I get it.
Totally. I don't even think people would be coming down Kyle's road. But that all the more reason to be like, how on earth can you feel this way now? Now, you look, I know a lot of you do. I'm just here disagreeing with you. That's all. Next text, 408. Hey, Willard, that text is 100% correct. Kyle is by far the best OC and an average head coach. Again, I'll ask any of you. You're allowed to call the show. How do you think this operation works? I know all we see Kyle do is call plays.
Right.
What do you think is happening Monday through Saturday? You think it's a clown show? And then they just show up and win on Sunday? How is this working if he's such an average head coach? How the hell is that even possible? How did Saleh come back? How did Mac Jones get signed? How did Mac look like he looks?
Right.
How did Sam Darnold start looking like he looks? If you want to credit him for that, you don't have to. You can give O'Connell the credit.
How does he still have Kasarik and Johnny Holland and all the rest of these, you know, Turner and all the rest of these assistant coaches, how do they all keep staying and working here?
How do all the players, by the way, continually want to go sell out to do the job? And no, not every human.
Right.
Some are in their cars speeding by the stadium. But so like, nobody pleases everybody. But the players, they go out for this. Like, I guess I just wonder, what do y'all think a head coach does? If you're going to whittle Kyle down to being an OC, what is it that he does?
People don't know.
And
they have no idea.
And why would you look at the results of any of the other parts of the Niners and be like, see, that's where he's not a good coach? What is it you're pointing to? What is it in the Niners organization? And I know some of you are going to be like, the draft.
The overtime rules.
Okay.
Clock management.
Like, yeah. Again, perfection doesn't exist. So, like, I'm not here telling you that he's never made a mistake, but in the inner workings of this entire operation, when that's your opinion, I truly am fascinated by this. If that's your opinion, what is it you're pointing to that would suggest he's just a good OC? But he's kind of he's a mid head coach. Okay. I'll ask you, based on what? What is it you see that arrives at, takes you to that opinion?
I mean,
I
have no idea.
I'm literally flummoxed.
Yeah. And
I am I'm flabbergasted.
Even if you go back to last night with Baltimore, and there's reports that Derrick Henry and John Harbaugh got into it in the locker room, and Henry may or may not have thrown him to the ground in the locker room after the game. You don't hear any of those things about the Niners and about Shanahan. The only thing that we know from last year is that Devondre Campbell just quit in the middle of a game.
Yep.
And, you know, that's not a Shanahan thing, in my opinion. That's a Campbell thing.
Well, he's doing so well with the team that picked him up in the offseason, isn't he?
Who's that?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Jim Harbaugh would tell you best. Nobody.
That's right.
And by the way, if IU keeps this up, he's going to be next. He's going to leave a $30 million contract. He's already snipped that thing in half at least, and he's heading for an absolute nothing burger if he wants to keep this up. I mean, it's stunning.
Stunning.
It's a total self-implosion.
And I didn't see the YouTube video, but apparently he was not going 100 miles an hour. He was going 100 kilometers per hour.
You can see it when you watch, and that it has been confirmed. Yep. If you watch the video, you can see
this was him on Tasman, right? Which is right outside the stadium.
Correct. And if he were going over 100 miles an hour, the stadium would fly by a lot quicker than it
gotcha.
is.
Okay.
But he's still speeding. he's definitely going a good solid 25 burger over the limit.
It might be 40 there. I don't know, but
it is. I think it's 40, and he's going about 65.
Yeah, I mean, if it's 100, it's 62, as we've discussed previously on this very show.
No, but it was north of 100.
Okay.
It was like 104 kilometers an hour.
I'm not even as fixated on the speed as I am the fact that he actually, and Ayuk apparently videoed himself on YouTube going by, like speeding by the stadium.
Correct.
The very fact that he would do that and post that, that tells me that, you know, he's obviously feeling some kind of way about the Niners.
Completely. Like, I think we've known that for a year and a half,
I know, but like that to me is even more alarming now. Like, what is the message? Look at me. I'm speeding by you. I'm, you know, you're in my rear view. You're gone now. I'm here. I'm gone. You're there. The whole thing is weird.
Well, look, I mean, I think Kyle has handled that best, as have some other players who are like, look, he's a great player, but here's how I'd put it. It appears to me that Brandon is thinking about the Niners a lot more than the Niners are thinking about Brandon.
Yep.
And that's always what you can always tell what's going on in a relationship when one of them is living their life and the other one's all pissed off about it.
Yep.
That's the biggest tell. The Niners did not drive by Brandon's house filming themselves.
No. And at 10-4, they probably won the breakup at this point, you know?
You think?
Yeah.
You think? All right, here's another one. 408, I agree, he's a great play caller, not a great head coach. Schedule beneficial to them this year. Kyle has had several chances to win big games and effed them up, you know this. So every time I go, like, how many big games do you need to win in order to get to the big game that you effed up?
The big game.
I see. And
he choked in Atlanta too, Mark.
And the schedule being beneficial, how does that describe the other four deep playoff runs that he's had in his first 7 years? Was the schedule easy each time, or do we need to pull out a machete and search for another excuse on that one? Oh, well, he had great players. Ah, got it. But Andy Reid doesn't have great players. John Harbaugh doesn't have great players. Face the facts. If you think he's a bad head coach, you're searching. You're searching for a reason. You're searching for an excuse. You're searching because you're a hater. I don't even know how this conversation will come up right now. By the way, the whole premise of the conversation we're having is how did the 49ers get here? They've clinched a playoff spot with three to go, with no Fred, no Nick, a lot of no Michael, a lot of no Brock, a lot of no George, and a lot of no Ricky, and others sprinkled in. How did they do this? And the number one answer that keeps coming up is Kyle. And so now we're getting a lot of the pushback on Kyle.
It's Kyle, and it's Sala, and it's special teams. It's all of them. And part of that, to me, goes all the way back to Kyle, because it's him, it's his staff. And that's something that you said earlier about, like, what do you think Kyle does? Like, he stands there with the laminated play sheet on Sunday or Monday tonight, and for 3 hours he's calling plays. But for the rest of the week, he is coaching the coaches, he's coaching the players, he's running the whole damn thing. So if you don't give him credit at 10-4, then you can't give him blame at 6-11.
That's a great point.
To me,
I'd also say if you're not going to give him any credit this year, you're never going to.
Right.
Like, he'll win the Super Bowl someday, and you'd be like, but it was only by 4 points. Should have been by 11.
Well, and it was the players, too,
right,
if that happens.
Totally.
You know?
And by the way, that part is kind of right. But it's also, that's the definition of sports.
Right.
You know, again, we always do this. Like, there's no coach who won a championship where you're like, and the players sucked too.
Right.
It was wild.
Like, I mean, how did they do it, you know, with that lack of talent?
I'm Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, just singing in the rain. I just want to chime in this Kyle Shanahan talk. And, man, I can't believe people are saying he's a bad coach and this and that. But if you remember him from day one, I don't remember him fielding a team to just, you know, slacking it off and, you know, bad record or good record. You would always see the team fighting, scrapping, playing, being professional. And that's a sign of great coaching, man, because a lot of these players, if they don't like the coach, they're not hearing the right messages, they'll just quit on the season, quit on the game. But you don't see that with Kyle Shanahan. And if I was Roger Goodell, I don't know if he's got veto power on this voting, I'd go ahead and give it to Kyle, because I don't know any coach, any sport, will be able to do this kind of performance from his team using all his starters. And just the fact that they're in position to get number one seed. I mean, come on, dude. What the heck? Hey, if I was a 49ers, go ahead and get greedy. You got this opportunity in front of you. Stomp on that and just make the most of this opportunity. Because like I said, man, it'd be fun to see him Super Bowl Sunday at home at Levi's Stadium. Go Niners.
Okay, Jonathan, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I largely agree. And yeah, get greedy. And that scenario that we brought up last week does exist tonight.
Yep.
The scenario, it's only a scenario, but if the Niners win tonight, there is a scenario in play where they never leave Levi Stadium ever again. I mean, maybe next season.
Sure. I mean, you would figure.
But there's a scenario that if you keep winning, you never leave Levi Stadium ever again.
You got Chicago at home, Seattle at home, then you would have a bye, and then divisional home, conference home,
Super Bowl home. Yeah, and actually, if they just win the next two games, if they were to win tonight, then they've got those two regular season games. If you win those, then yes, you never leave Levi Stadium again. Doesn't mean you're going to win.
Right.
But your season would end at Levi Stadium.
Which would be awesome if it did with confetti in February as opposed to, you know, heartbreak and tears in January.
Yeah, well, there will be confetti in February. I just don't know what color it's going to be.
Right, red and gold would be cool.
That'd be great.
You know, the Chiefs will not be a part of the red confetti.
Oh, man.
We know that. Yeah.
The league was loving that, where they're just like red and yellow, no matter what.
No matter what, yep. Go ahead and put that away. And, you know, I don't know who it's going to be in the AFC. I mean, Houston, perhaps. Buffalo.
Oh, it's wide open.
Both sides are totally wide open, right?
Yeah,
it's all wide open,
it is.
I think.
There's only one. I honestly think there's only one football team that's sort of universally liked as a real, real threat, and it's the Rams. Like, that's the only team where I think everybody's in agreement. They're like, they kind of eye test this thing probably a little bit better than everybody else.
They do, yeah.
But I don't know what their scenario is going to be. They could end up being in third place in this division.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is just, that's just bananas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.